Josephine Melcher, Josephine Melcher, Melchor. Ms. Melcher, is a date of birth is 9/18/1924. Sorry. Today's 9/6/24. This is a 99-year-old woman with history of dementia, period. She has senile degeneration of the brain. She had a fall on or about July 15th of this year. She was taken to Houston Northwest. She had left hip surgery, subsequently went to rehab. Then because of lack of progress, she was sent home, period. The paragraph, the family and all family members, all nine children have had a meeting and decided to put patient on hospice. Patient has been forgetful for some time. Now she has lost tremendous amount of weight. She doesn't want to eat. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She's ADL dependent. She gets very angry. She does not recognize her daughter. She doesn't know who she is from time to time. She has not developed a decubitus ulcer yet, but she probably will. It's going to be unavoidable since she's eating very little. She most likely has protein calorie malnutrition. She has a stage 3 renal insufficiency, anxiety, sundowner syndrome, hallucination, seeing things that are not there, and getting very angry and throwing things at her daughter, which has not been her nature in the past, period. Her husband died 42 years ago. Her and her husband, they got married years ago, and they ran a farm here in the Houston area, period. Patient's other medical medical issues includes hypertension, recurrent COPD, bronchitis, anxiety, osteoporosis, diverticulitis, gallbladder syndrome, status post cholecystectomy, arthralgia, social, never smoked, never drank alcohol, was a farmer, farmer's wife, family history, dad died of an MBA, mom died of old age after a fall. Patient also has had recurrent urinary tract infection, weight loss. Her BMI is now 18 or less. COVID immunization is up to date. Patient is allergy sulfa drugs. Patient's caregiver is Gloria, her daughter, that lives in Houston and had the only house out of the nine children that was A in Houston, B had an extra bedroom, and C was a one-story house where they could bring a hospital bed to the facility, period. COVID immunization is up to date. Patient's medication at this time includes Macrobit and amlodipine. She's not taking the amlodipine because her blood pressure is dropping. Macrobit is for recent urinary tract infection, but she's in desperate need of medication for anxiety and sundowner syndrome because of her behavior. She keeps the whole house up at night, period. Recently, she was seen by her primary care physician. Sutures were removed on the left hip and appears to be no sign of infection, period. Surgery, cholecystectomy, I said that right. And cataract surgery, yeah. On exam, she is laying down. She's very confused. Recent weight was reported at 95, but she probably weighs lower now. Her OTUSAT's 95% on room air. Blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulse is 82. Heart positive, lung positive is 2, lungs, ronchi, coarse breath sounds, distant breath sounds, shallow breathing, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows decreased turgor, or mucosa is dry. Lower extremity shows muscle wasting, severe, no edema. Assessment, here we have a 99-year-old woman with end-stage degeneration of the brain, renal insufficiency. Stage 3, osteoporosis, diverticulosis, and COPD, period. Any paragraph? Since her last hip surgery, patient has become much more confused. The patient has severe sundowner syndrome. She lives with her daughter, who's her primary caregiver, Gloria. She's ADL dependent, totally, bowel and bladder incontinent, doesn't recognize family members, does not know who she is. She mumbles at times, throws things in the evenings, and becomes very agitated. Has severe sundowner syndrome and anxiety, will require medication. Patient is meets the criteria for hospice, and given patient's natural progression of her disease, has most likely less than 6 months to live. The family wants the patient to be cared for at home under home hospice care and do not want patient to be transferred back and forth till she passes on. Thank you. Oh, put down hypertension, controlled, may DC amlodipine at this time. Next number, no evidence of diverticulitis noted at this time. Thank you.